This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new medicine has been introduced for the livestock industry. Merck Animal Health just yesterday introduced Banamine Transdermal, the first and only FDA-approved product for pain control in a food-producing animal. It's approved for the control of pain associated with foot rot and fever associated with bovine respiratory disease. Applied as a pour-on, Banamine Transdermal is easy to administer for pain and fever management. Dr. Scott Nordstrom is the Associate Director of Scientific Marketing Affairs at Merck Animal Health, and this is what he has to say about the new product.
Banamine Transdermal is a breakthrough innovation. It's the first and only non-steroidal anti-inflammatory cattle product available as a pour-on. It's the latest example of Merck Animal Health's commitment to improve animal health and well-being.
They say the pour-on application eliminates the time-consuming and stressful treatment process associated with intravenous administration, which is the administration route of previous non-steroidal and anti-inflammatory drugs. Dr. Nordstrom says results from field trials demonstrate that Banamine Transdermal can be an important part of a bovine respiratory disease or foot rot treatment protocol.
Studies show that a single dose of Banamine Transdermal is absorbed into the bloodstream within minutes and has a long duration of activity at the site of inflammation. This gives cattle the best opportunity to recover quickly and return to productivity.
And Dr. Nordstrom says that pain mitigation in animals is a growing goal across the food chain.
Veterinarians and producers are increasingly addressing the relationship between animal well-being and lost performance. Fever and pain can cause cattle to stop eating and drinking. Banamine Transdermal can help cattle feel better for a healthy and productive outcome.
Banamine Transdermal is a prescription product, and they say it meets the best management practices outlined in the industry's Beef Quality Assurance Program. And if you'd like to learn more about Banamine Transdermal, visit BanamineTD.com or contact your veterinarian. Well, farmers have just about 4 days to complete the U.S. Census of Agriculture survey. Illinois State Statistician for the National Ag Statistics Service, Mark Schleusner, said Illinois farmers have done a nice job so far, but for those who haven't completed the survey, there's still time to put it in the mail or finish it online, and it's required by law.
February 5 is the deadline for sending in census questionnaires, so please return your form to us, even if you don't farm. I know for some people they've retired. They've sold the land. They put away the combine and the planter, so maybe they're not responding. Please do write a note on that form and send it back to us. The first few questions on that form will make sure that we know you're not farming anymore, and that's important to us as well. I'd like to thank all the people that have responded already. We have more than 35,000 responses from Illinois, and thank you to all the people that have sent in your paper questionnaires or the ones who have used the online tool. We really appreciate it if you do the online tool. Several people have told me it helps them to move a little bit faster. They can skip past sections of the questionnaire that don't apply to their farm. And so it also helps save taxpayer dollars. If you return a paper form to us, we will certainly accept it, and then we pay someone to key the data into a computer. If you do that yourself using the online tool, that helps save some taxpayer dollars.
Well, good to know. How are responses so far? Have you had a good amount turn in these questionnaires, either online or in the mail?
Yes, Illinois is doing quite well. Currently, Illinois is third nationally among all the states. Those rascals in Iowa have managed to get ahead of us, and so did Idaho. Iowa number one, Idaho number two, and Illinois is third nationally in total returns. For those people who are thinking about doing that form, I'd say get it done before the Super Bowl. That's the best thing to do. You don't want that to get in the way of your football viewing pleasure. If you have any questions about how to fill out the form, there is a toll-free number on the questionnaire and on all the correspondence we've sent to you. That number is 888-424-7828. 888-424-7828, and we have a number of people waiting on those lines to answer your questions.
Now, filling out the Census of Agriculture, this is required, I guess, required by law. Or, Mark, can you explain that for us? And also, if you don't fill it out, someone is probably going to follow up and try to convince you to do that?
Yes, correct on both, both issues, Katie. The Census of Agriculture is one of the few projects that NAS does, which is actually required by law. That's the way the rules were written by Congress. Similar to the 10-year census of agriculture that measures all the population, the 5-year census of agriculture is required by law. Also, after February 5, NAS will be continuing with some additional data collection activities to make sure that we account for all farms of all sizes and types, including, let's say, some non-traditional farms where people are taking a big garden and taking some of the produce they raise and bringing it to a local farmer's market and selling it there. The local food movement has made changes in the way people shop for food, and the Census of Agriculture is one of the best ways to capture changes in that type of thing.
Mark Schleusner with the National Ag Statistics Service. In other news, the European Union has again delayed a ruling regarding Bayer's planned takeover of Monsanto. Earlier this week, EU Commission antitrust investigators extended their investigation by 5 working days until March 12th. The ongoing proceedings would have given Bayer until midnight on Monday to offer further concessions to EU regulators or request another extension of up to 10 working days. The EU did not state a reason for the delay to deliver its verdict on the merger, and a Bayer spokesman declined to comment. The transaction would make Bayer the largest supplier of seeds and crop chemicals, surpassing ChemChina's Syngenta, DowDuPont, and BASF. Late last year, the EU Commission granted Bayer more time to provide information, which pushed the deadline for the EU to decide over the deal back to March 5th from late January. Bayer had initially hoped to wrap up the deal by the end of 2017. A friendly reminder that CNB Bank and Trust is hosting farm succession planning meetings this month. Dr. Ron Hansen will speak. Breakfast and dinner seminars will take place on February 12th and 13th at 4 locations. To RSVP, call 217-854-4215 or visit cnbil.com. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.